is beautiful. That is Day by Day from the, let me see, it's the 2001 National Touring Cast. Their recording of Day by Day from the musical Godspell. And it's Godspell that we're talking about with my guests this morning, Ian Southgate and Stuart Briggs from Brentwood Operatic Society. Good morning to you guys.
Morning.
Morning.
Now, Ian, you're the musical director, and Stuart, you're taking the lead in Godspell. Stuart, not the first time you've done Godspell, I understand. Now, it's a musical that I don't know a lot about. I've never seen it before, I have to say. All I know is that it's from the 1970s, and it was based on the Bible. Tell us a little bit more about it, though.
Sure, yes. I mean, each time I've done Godspell, and this is my third time doing Godspell, but it's all about community, and each show has to be about the formation of community. And Jesus, with the help of his best friend Judas, they teach the other members of the community how to have faith in God by playing games or telling stories based on stories from the Bible. It's based on the stories from Matthew, and there are some stories which are quite well known to people, like the Good Samaritan and the Last Supper, and of course Gethsemane.
So as the lead, you're actually playing the role of Jesus?
Yes.
Right, yeah. Okay. And how close is it to the Bible then, to the Bible stories? Does it use a lot of sort of dramatic license, or is it actually quite close to the original stories and the parables?
It is quite close. It is very close, but there is a lot of interpretation from it, because it's a very fun interpretation of the stories. So there's lots of jokes and one-liners which bring the stories to life.
So it's actually quite light-hearted.
Yes, yeah, it's very light-hearted. There is a definite change in the production, which you'll see when you come and see it. So I'm not going to spoil that for you. But the majority of the show is very light-hearted, and the songs are very upbeat and very joyful.
Now, as I was saying, it's originally from the 70s. I think it was 1971, was it? The original,
it was indeed,
it was on Broadway originally, wasn't it? And then the West End. It has been revived a few times since then. That was the, 2001 version,
yeah.
that we played there. As Stuart was saying there, you do add your own little twists and unique little bits to the performance. But is it generally quite close to the original?
Yeah, I mean, you have to stick to what's written, the script, and the music that's written as well. But with Godspell, you have such a big license to change a lot of stuff to suit however the director wants to stage it. So I've seen it set in a circus ring, I've seen it set in a school, and this time we're setting it around a music festival, probably something along the lines of Latitude Festival or something like that.
All right, okay.
So everyone's playing a different character that you would see at a festival like that.
And you kind of take the audience with you. Do you involve the audience in that sense?
Absolutely, yeah. It's very much an audience involvement show. So they get invited to become part of the parables, and they're invited to become part of the community that gets set up through the course of the show. So they never feel left out. I mean, at one point we play a game of charades, and they're invited to join in with those charades and shout out guesses and have a go themselves.
So there is real audience interaction with it. Presumably, Stuart, it is mainly music, is it? How many songs are there altogether in the performance?
I would say there's about 12 to 15 songs.
Right.
So there are quite a lot of numbers, and there's lots of, so it's not just one person singing all the songs. I do fortunately have some really great songs that I sing, and I really enjoy them, but there's some fantastic singers in the show, and they've got amazing voices, so it's a really great show to come and see in terms of singers.
What's your own background? Because you've done Godspell before.
Yes, I have, yeah. I did train as an actor and a singer. I was a member of the National Youth Choir when I was a lot younger. But yes, I've done different shows, from the Rocky Horror Show, Little Shop of Horrors. I've also been in Shakespeare plays as well, so I'm used to being on stage.
Not too many songs in those.
No, not in Shakespeare.
That's quite a contrast, Shakespeare to musical theatre. They're two very different things. I mean, that's quite impressive that you've done both of those. Do you have a preference for either, or is it just completely different?
They're just different genres, but I really enjoy all types of theatre. My favourite is comedy, so that's what I love the most, but I also really love to sing.
Is it quite a large cast Godspell, Ian? Are there quite a few people taking part?
There's somewhere between 25 and 30 people involved in this production, and that's just what's on stage, obviously.
There's a lot of people on stage, and you've obviously got people behind the scenes as well.
Yeah, behind the scenes there's probably up to about 20 more working on sound, lighting, setting up the stage, including the band. There's three members in the band as well.
What about costumes? Presumably, as a music festival, it's a contemporary setting, is it? So therefore, in terms of costumes and things, there's not any sort of great challenges there.
No, it's set in the modern day, so we're not having to go all 1970s, 60s hippie style as they did in the original production. We are sticking quite contemporary. Stuart, I can't remember quite what you're wearing, but I think jeans and a kind of a white shirt type thing. So yeah, quite modern.
Yeah, it's quite plain. But it's necessary for the part to be quite naturally dressed.
And what sort of people do you think this is going to appeal to?
Families, grown-ups, children, teenagers, anyone.
Literally anyone. I thought you were going to say that.
It's brilliant.
It is a show for the whole community. And it's not just for people who it's not for people who read the Bible. It's not about that at all. It's for everyone to come and see. It's a really enjoyable show.
Does it have a serious message, or is it really just sort of entertainment?
It does have a serious message as well. But again, I'm not going to spoil it for you.
I'm trying to tease it out of you here, aren't I? But I guess it's whatever people want it to be, really.
Yeah.
You've done it before as a society, haven't you, Ian Godspell?
Yeah, we have. We did it 21 years ago. I can't quite remember it, thankfully. But 21 years ago, we did it, and it was actually the first musical performed at the Brentwood Theatre. The Brentwood Theatre had only just opened
right
that year. So we were the first musical to perform there. And some of the original members are from that production are in this production as well.
Tremendous.
Again, I'm not going to name them because I don't think they'd appreciate that.
But if people want to come along and try and guess, then they can do that. Look, we do need to take a break there, but I do want you guys to stick around if you've got time. Keen to hear about what you've got planned after Godspell, and also how people can get involved. I know that you're always very welcoming of new members. Oh, I'm chatting with Stuart and Ian from the Brentwood Operatic Society about Godspell. Great music there, actually. Really enjoying the music. That does give us a bit of a flavour, Stuart, as the couple of tracks we've heard there. Is that sort of typical of the songs that people can expect?
Yes, very typical. Very typical. But there are some slower songs and ballads, but all of the songs show off the performers' voices really well.
Great. Now, Ian, we were saying that it's not the first time you've put on Godspell, because as a society you've been going for over 100 years now. You are really one of the most established musical theatre groups in the whole country, I guess.
I think we're certainly the oldest established musical society in this area, certainly. I don't think any other society has been running for quite as long as we have around here. I couldn't possibly say about around the country. I'm sure there are others who can match us.
You're certainly doing very well. Have you any idea how many productions you've put on over the years?
Oh gosh, well, we certainly used to put on about two or three a year, so well into the 300s possibly now. 300
be,
shows
it?
Or something along those lines. I didn't know there were that
Absolutely
many musicals, but there we go.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Now, what about after Godspell? Because I know you do have to plan ahead as a group. Presumably, you are already looking forward to or looking ahead to next year. You've got a fundraiser coming up, is that right?
Yep. We have a fundraiser. I think it's going to happen in March. It's either March or May of next year, sometime between those two dates. Anyway, March and May of next year. The last fundraiser was great fun. We did songs from the shows. It was at Brentwood County High School in their big hall there, which was very nice, very impressive. Very grand, and there was food available. It was a good evening to come to, I think.
Again, involving the audience in that.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They were right there, and performers walked through the audience. We did it was kind of in the style of a cabaret, so the performers went out into the audience and drew them back onto the stage and all of this. So it was great fun, really great fun to be part of.
And then after that, you're looking ahead to about this time next year, you'll be putting on another big production?
Yeah, we will indeed. Our next production is going to be The Wiz, which is a modern adaptation of The Wizard of Oz. I don't know if you remember, there was the 1980s film with Michael Jackson and, Stuart, remind me, who was the other person?
Diana Ross,
there we go. Those two big names. They were in the original film.
You know what,
of The
I don't
Wiz.
Remember that. I'm too young.
Well, that's been adapted into a big musical, and so we're putting that on at Brentwood Theatre, yeah, again, about this time next year.
And what about casting? Are you already sort of starting to think about casting that, or is it a little bit
no,
early?
No, we always audition for specific productions, so we audition for Godspell just before we started rehearsals for it. So if anyone out there is wanting to get involved with a show, then there's plenty of time for you to get involved.
What sort of a lead time is that? It's a few months, presumably.
Oh,
is it?
Yeah, it's about 4 or 5 months rehearsal time into a show.
Right. Stuart, how did you get involved in Brentwood Operatic? Because you've obviously got a background, as you were saying, in drama and musical theatre as well. But it's your first production with Boss.
Yeah, I recently moved back to Brentwood area, having lived in London for a while, and because I didn't really know many people in Brentwood, I wanted to make some new friends, and I thought it was a good opportunity to make new friends and give myself something to do in the evening after work as well. So it's a great way to relax and meet new people, and we're a very social bunch. We go down the pub after rehearsals as well, so if anyone wants to come and join us and just make new friends and have a good time, sing, dance and act, it's good.
Do you have a great big party after the final production?
We do, yes. The after show parties, yeah, they are great fun. And usually a very great way to let off steam
and
after
probably
such
well
a...
And it must be such a build up of adrenaline and everything after not only the months of rehearsals but 5 days of performances. And,
yeah, absolutely.
It must be on a real sort of buzz, I
yeah,
imagine.
All those rehearsals, they come down to just 1 week of performance, and everyone puts all they have into that 1 week of performance. So I think the after show party is a treat and a way to completely unwind and go, oh, we got through it, the audience loved it, it's great.
Now, if somebody's listening and thinking, yeah, I like the sound of a party, presumably there's got to be a little bit more motivation for wanting to join the...
I don't know, that. Some people just join for the pub and the party.
But it's not just a case of having some sort of professional background like Stuart, I guess.
Oh, no, you don't have to have a professional background at all. As long as you've got a willingness to be involved and you can demonstrate that you can act and that you can sing, preferably in tune, then you can get involved and you can be part of the society.
And presumably all the details of how people can get in touch are on the website?
They're on the Operatic website, or they are contact us via Facebook or Twitter, yeah.
All the usual ways.
Yes.
And you've still got your younger group, Bossy, going, have you?
Yeah, Bossy, they're still going. I cannot remember for the life of me what their next show is, which is very bad of me. I should be able to remember. I think it might be Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. We're going very religious this season.
Absolutely. Very God-fearing. Look, we haven't actually said specifically when Godspell is on. Stuart, do you want to tell us?
It starts on the 4th of November, and so it runs from the Tuesday through to the Saturday, and there is a matinee also on the Saturday.
So this is literally not next week, but the week after that, and tickets are at it's at the Brentwood Theatre.
Yes.
So presumably people can get tickets from the box office
they
at the theatre.
Can indeed,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Brentwood, 200305 is the number there, or you can go to their website as well. Listen, guys, it's been absolutely great chatting with you this morning. I know you've got to go because you're going to be busy in the high street dropping off flyers. So hopefully people will come and say hello. And really hope you're getting some sell-out performances there. Tuesday through until Saturday, the 8th of November for Godspell. Do come back and see us again soon, won't you?
We will do. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Phoenix FM.
That's Ian Southgate. He's the musical director, and Stuart Briggs, the lead role of Jesus in Godspell at the Brentwood Theatre. The week after next, Tuesday through until Saturday, the 8th of November, Brentwood Operatic Society putting that on. If you're going along to that, you will have an absolutely fantastic time.